Good evening, this is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Gallagher Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2EIT, good evening, Bill.
Wow. Good evening, Jeff. KD2EIT, what's going on?
Boy, I'm glad I showed up. Well, not much going on. We got up this morning and took our time. That's the point of being up at camp. And went out, did a little coyote hunting. Had absolutely zero luck. I know they're out there, but obviously they knew I was out there too, so they didn't show their faces at all. Got back here to camp, came in to have some lunch, and boy, that sun was so powerful out there, I couldn't go inside. It's been so long since I've seen it. I don't think I've seen it since fall. And it was so warm and so hot, I just took my shirt off, and I laid up against that snowmobile and just leaned right back, and I got a suntan for about 45 minutes, and boy, that felt good. I almost fell asleep right there. And then the wind picked up a little bit, and that idea went out the door and came back inside. Had a lunch, had a big nap, and got up, did some little camp projects here around the place, and then we roasted up some duck here, and had a nice balsamic crispy duck is what I call it. Something I make up on when I'm up here. And we've just been sitting around the camp here, having a couple of cold ones and listening to some music. So with that, we'll turn it back to you, Bill. This is KD2EIT.
Okay, Jeff. Sounds like you're having a real enjoyable weekend up there, and that's great. I'll tell you what, the sun is, it was warm. We can tell spring is coming. I know it's in the distance, but it is coming. That sun is getting higher, and we're getting a little warmer. Warm side of it. Like you say, you know, you sat back and got warm with the shirt off. I did that one time some years back in Colorado. Sherry and I were, we got up the top of a hill or a mountain or whatever and just sat up there in a clearing and it was just gorgeous. And it wasn't hardly a breeze. The sun was warm. Did the same type of thing. And that really is enjoyable. You just, only you can know, and those that have done it, to know what the feeling is like to be out there, actually in the cool air, in the snow, and have the warmth like that. It's just incredible. Well, I'm glad you had a good day out with it. And, well, too bad for the coyotes. No, too bad you didn't get one. I should put it that way. There's enough of those out there, but they're pretty elusive from what I hear. So, haven't seen them in a while. Coyotes, I think it's a little too close to civilization for them. Anyway, I'm glad you had a good weekend, or you're going to have a good weekend anyway. You're well on your way. So enjoy it, 73. Glad you checked in, Jeff. This is N5ALW, looking for check-ins. I think it got so warm with the sun out there, everyone went out and forgot to come back in. Gotta be it.
Must be, or they're all tired out from being out in the sun all day. I had to take a nap after that. It was so wasn't used to being out there in the in the rays again, and it fried me right up for a nap. Anyway, I'm surprised there's nobody else here tonight, but I'll turn it back to you. Maybe you can dig up one more.
I know what you mean. Well, I'll tell you what, we don't get the rays too often, doggone. I just enjoy it when we do have the sun like that. And too few of days like that. But I'll tell you what, Jeff, just between you and I and the fence post, spring is coming. It's right around the corner. It's a long corner or a long block, but somewhere along the line it's there. I don't know whether I got to get on the motorcycle and run down to the corner and find out, but it'll be there. Anyway, we'll make another call, see if we can rest anybody out for some check-in. This is N5ALW. Anyone else care to check-in? Well, we'll take a pause and see if anyone else from EchoLink would like to check-in. This is N5ALW. We'll pause for EchoLink stations that wish to check-in. Okay, well, I got a few things downstairs taken care of that I wanted to do. Going to put that filtering system in that I've been planning on for a while. Replumbed a lot of things, and I find out it's pretty tall. So anyway, we had to get down there and dig down a ways, and of course nothing's easy. Dig down a few inches and you come out with a couple hundred rocks, but that's the way of it. But we got it done. We got down about 10 inches and got things leveled off, and I got a platform I set down there. So now all I got to do is get the tank and then reroute some plumbing to energize the filter and the backwash system, and maybe we'll have a little bit better quality water. Not that the well is bad, it just has far too much iron content. So that was a project for me. I get out a little bit. This morning I ran up and delivered a package at the post office, and that was about it. I think I was out for another few minutes in the sun and came back in wishing I stayed out for a while. I just need that vitamin D it provides. So, but that was it for me for the day. So with that, I'll make a final call. Anyone care to check in? This is N5ALW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
I have a comment and a query.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was just curious what your weather is doing up there right now, and we have a little bit of snow here, not much, but it's a little bit. And we had a high here of 42 today and a low of 12.
Wow, that got a bit higher than what we had. I think we were up to, I think I saw it around 36, and that was somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock. Right now we've got some precip. I think it's light snow, but I'm not sure. Can't tell from the window, but I know the roads are wet, and temperature is supposed to drop down a ways. I don't know quite how cold it's going to get. I didn't get on the forecast or the weather site to see what is coming for that, but I know George was saying this afternoon that we're going to get evening snow. Just how much, I don't know, Jeff. So that's about it for up here. I'm not really sure if that's going to encompass the whole area around us, or if it's just going to come in the upper corner, but that's what I caught on it anyway.
All right, well, thanks. I wasn't sure. I got a snowmobile out of here tomorrow, so I'm just trying to figure out what the weather's going to be like at the time. But I'm not all that worried about it. I was hoping we'd get some snow. I got a brother of mine who wants to come up and do some snowmobiling, and I've been telling him to hold off because it's not great snowmobiling weather so far. So, anyway. All right, well, thanks for the report. KD2AIT, back to Matt.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I haven't even taken ours off the trailer yet. They're still down the driveway in the back, covered up well. Just haven't had enough to really get out and enjoy it. You know, of course, up here we got the tracks to deal with. They're a pain in the butt. So, anyway, are there any comments or queries at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff for checking in, all those that listen, 73 to all, and 5ALW clear.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. I am holding traffic for a couple of our stations up there. I have to check it out here. I know NBU, AIT, and AOW. Okay, stations come now, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. And please stand by. N2WBX, oh, Dennis. Dennis already received it. Okay, looking for additional stations, with or without traffic.
5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, N5AOW, can you hang around just a minute so I can give you the traffic? Again, you can just listen, you don't really have to copy it. It's the Octane report that we send in at the beginning of the month.
Okay, roger, Jack.
Okay, if we can get NBU, I guess we can get all three of you. Make one more call here, any additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, very good. And let's see, KD2AIT, I assume you're ready.
Roger that.
And N5AOW.
Roger, N5AOW.
Okay, thank you, gents. Please copy common parts routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, January 1st, which is when we have to submit them. Break. December Octen report, stations 1008. I repeat, 1008. Traffic 347. Sessions 31. 73 break. Mark KB2KLJ. And of course, he's my assistant net manager for Octen. And that's one of his duties, is to keep the records like that. I only did it for about 28 years, you know. Okay, very good. Anybody needs code, just come back and tell me. KD2AIT, number 86.
Roger, 86, and congratulations on a busy month.
Yeah, it sure was. You know, I had checked in, and of course, you know, we check the number of repeaters, so, because we cover so much area. And N5AOW, number 88.
Copy that, Jack, 88.
Thank you both. Appreciate it, guys. And appreciate the support you've always been giving the Oxygen here and our late night. Appreciate that. Okay. Make one more call, and I'll move on. Any additional stations with or without traffic? KD2AIT, are you still right there?
Roger.
You know, we have a birthday coming up next month for your uncle. I don't know if I should make names over. Well, you know, VLA. Would the messages, could we get them to him, or what's your thought?
Yeah, we could get them to him if you, forward them to me. I can definitely make sure to make a call up there and get them to him.
Okay, that might be the best way to handle it. Yep, I can get them all to you. Very good. There'll only be about four. Five at the very most. Usually just about four. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Jeff. Any other stations for Oxygen? Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2AIT.
Have a good one, Jack. KD2AIT. N2WBX, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, N2WBX, go.
What's going on tonight?
I'm just feeding my face. Nothing much more than that.
I hear that. I'm not too far behind you. A few minutes, I'm going to do the same thing. I probably head off to bed. It's a long day. Long day of hunting and hiking out in the woods. And you know, not all work. I did kick back for a little while and got a suntan for a little bit. And then, I don't know. It's been a nice day. So I figured I'd give you a shout and see if you did anything eventful here during this beautiful day that we don't get very often up here.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. I heard you talking earlier. You were questioning about the weather. I checked the webpage, and there is a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight for freezing drizzle and light snow. And the forecast for the remainder of today and into tomorrow doesn't show it increasing beyond freezing. So whatever does freeze tonight is probably going to be there by the time you leave and come home.
Well, that's good to know. I should be able to get out of here. It doesn't even matter. Even the snowmobile just exploded. I'd be able to walk out of here. So, but I'm really curious, are we supposed to get any precipitation here the rest of the week? I got a brother of mine who's been dying to come up, and I'm not going to be able to have him come up the week after this one, so I was wondering if we might get any snow here this week. Do you know?
I'm on the webpage right now, and for the next 2 days we're supposed to be severe clear, and the first hint of anything is a 60% chance of 1 to 3 inches on Tuesday, and then right after that we're going back to clear again with some more potential for precip on Thursday and Friday, but nothing during the week is, no temps during the week are going to be above freezing, so whatever does fall is going to be here when he gets here.
Roger. It's definitely a, not one of the kind of years for the snowmobiling season anyway. Well, he wants to come up and do some riding for miles and miles and miles, and he could probably do that up in Tug Hill, but he's not going to be doing it down here, so we'll have to see what happens. Alright, well, thanks for coming back to me, and I'm going to let you go back to your dinner there, and have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. I'm 2WBS, KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, have a good night, and safe trip back home tomorrow. This is N2WBX, we're on the side.
KD2AIT, N5AOW.
Go ahead, Bill, it's KD2AIT.
Jeff, I was a bit unclear on the dates you were going away, so I thought I'd touch base with you on that.
Roger, I won't be available from the 4th till probably the 12th. I'm coming back on the 12th, so that night's probably not even going to be good. So those are the times where I need somebody to cover the nets, whatever nights that I normally do in between there. And I think it should only be a couple nights there, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday there. All the other nights are usually covered.
Okay. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I know Dan and I were talking about it. I think he's going to probably pick up a night or so, and I'll cover in between, and, you know, anyone else that wants to take care of it. So we'll get it taken care of for you.
I appreciate that. I got my father-in-law. He's coming in from Florida. He's going to be up there at the house with the kids, and he's going to be staying there. And, he's got babysitter duty going on. He's not a ham. If he was, I'd have him pick up the net. That would have been interesting. anyway, so yeah, any nights you guys want to, however you guys want to divvy that up, that's fine with me. It's, first come, first serve on that, and I'm really happy the way we have it going now. We've gotten almost all the nights filled. We got Monday and Tuesday. That's the only two nights we need to fill up, and we're waiting for the next person to jump in line who wants to be a net controller.
Roger on that. I know what you mean. Yeah, that'll work out good, and it gives you a little slack time too. You gotta have that once in a while.
Boy, don't you know it. KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, I'll let you go. Have a good evening, and stay warm. N5AOW clear.
Roger that. In fact, I think it's time to throw another log on the fire over here. All right. You have a good one there, Bill, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT clear.